The Battleground of the Gods. How would you feel if your entire internet search history was posted for the world to see? That's what America Online did. True story. At one point, AOL flooded mailboxes by sending numerous CDs to homes. Not sure who the marketing genius was behind this idea, but in the 1990s, more than 50% of the CDs produced worldwide were AOL's free software CDs. We collected enough to play Frisbee golf with them when I was in high school. Remember this company? It's still around. But when the World Wide Web began to intertwine the Earth, it was the first big search engine. Then a number of years ago, America Online released, to the public, the internet search history of 650,000 of its network users. The company was trying to demonstrate its vast reach among consumers. So if you typed NFL football scores into a browser window, it was now a matter of public record. Already you're saying, what were they thinking? But the fact is, AOL had taken certain precautions. No real names were used, only user numbers. So it wasn't Bob down the street, but an anonymous user number 545354, who was checking to see if the Green Bay Packers won. The problem was that the precautions weren't strong enough. The New York Times quickly demonstrated how it was possible to select a user number and put a name to it. How could they do that? It was actually pretty simple. Let's say user number 545354 searched for transmission problems 2002 Chevy Camaro. This wouldn't tell us much on its own, but they also revealed thousands of other searches by the same user. Likely searches that start with M for a Camaro driver: Metallica, mullet, muscle cars. Given enough information, it wasn't too difficult to look at the searches and match them up to a specific person. As you can guess, people didn't simply search for car information or sports scores. They also searched for silly things, sad things, and many, many truly disturbing things. Each user's data trail drew an unflinching picture of that person. You could say we are defined by our searches. What would your data trail say about you? Where does the search you are on lead?